World Bank researchers say that over the past 8 years, several African countries have made advances in different areas. It says that Kenya, Niger, Sierra Leone have made progress in freedom of expression and allowing citizens more participation in choosing leaders. Algeria and Liberia, it says, strengthen the rule of law. In the area of political stability, Sierra Leone and Algeria are mentioned again. These two countries, along with Angola, Libya, Rwanda, are praised for improving their political stability. Report co-author Daniel Kaufman says that the data show that it is possible to make considerable progress in a short period of time.
You start seeing results within 5 to 8 years, as we have seen in the governance data, but also in terms of pickup of some growth. We have seen it in the countries like Tanzania.
But the World Bank reports that some African countries, such as Zimbabwe, Ivory Coast, and Equatorial Guinea, have moved backwards. The study covered 6 areas of governance, including the rule of law, control of corruption, political stability, absence of violence, and the capacity of the state to implement effective development policies. The study asserts that effective governance leads to economic success. It says that over time, good governance, that is, strong institutions, will lead to a tripling of per capita incomes. Kaufman cites the example of Ireland.
Between 1990 and 2005, 15 years, Ireland goes from 13,000 to 39,000. It's one of the richest countries in the world. I mean, Ireland also is a great success story.
The study finds that some developing and transition countries have matched the good governance levels of the advanced industrial nations. These include Botswana, Chile, and Estonia, which are described as vibrant democracies with little corruption. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.